Taiwan Special, episode 2 for this week. How this works is I record these and I stagger them out throughout the week so that people can listen to it in piecemeal, because, you know, when I first started my podcast 12 years ago, people said they were too long. I'm like, what do you mean too long? You're supposed to listen to a podcast while you do something else. It's like people would sit down to listen to something. It's like, that's not how talk radio works. You're supposed to play in the background. So anyhow, I'm back on Twitch, and I'm putting these out on Twitch live while I do them. You want an advanced look? You want to see what's going to be in the podcast earlier this week? Go to Twitch. They're right there. I put them out live, and I just get on and go. And I'm practicing getting back in front of the camera because I want, I'm going to do more teaching stuff. It's a big deal for me. I want to do more teaching stuff, because people need answers. People need to know what's going on in the world. pardon me. No, I'm live. I'm doing this on Twitch, and so if I have to belt, I don't eat. I haven't eaten food all day. It's almost 4 in the afternoon, and I haven't eaten because I don't want to have a full stomach that's constantly making me make noises, but that you can only do so much. So this morning, I woke up early and I started going through several steps to do an application process with Taiwan's government. If they grant my request, then I will have considered it justice. And in that request, I'm going to tell them about the scandal, and I'm giving them a chance to rectify it. You know, when someone does something wrong to you, you can't complain if you never, let someone know what they did and give them a chance to fix it. And, you know, one of the things that's happened, I mean, in this crazy Taiwan life that I've had, even this past week, Ubuntu pooping its diaper and me moving over to Manjaro, which was better anyway. And that was also recorded in The Point, which is my weekly 100 words. It's on YouTube and in the podcast, etc. Look, life bumps us, and it'll be rude to you. It will break the social rules. It won't knock on the door. It won't raise its hand before it interrupts. It does everything that we are not supposed to do with each other. And it picks you up from the great place that you're at. And it puts you in the super awesome place that you need to be. And it breaks all the rules and messes up your schedule to do it. That's what life does. Yeah. Are you going to be mad about that? Am I going to be mad about that? Life has been very unfair to me here in Taiwan. It's been unfair in bad ways and unfair in good ways, because I've gotten a front row seat into the scandal of one of America's most famous weapons customers, Taiwan. Utterly incompetent, but adorable and full of potential. And I've seen the nonsense that goes on in the countries that we do business with. And I'm going, you know, if America would stop selling weapons and doing military agreements with countries and just tell the countries to be nice, those countries would be able to make their own weapons and build their own military bases and have their own safety and security. I know that because I've seen it. Now, so many Americans, they come over here with an English job and life's normal and it's not fun, and then they go home. Or they come over here with a whole bunch of money, or they come as a tourist and they see what Taiwan wants them to see. Well, I got to see the dirt. I got to see the real thing. And I'm still here. I love it. One Republic, was it called? Let's Hurt Tonight, from Collateral Beauty. You know, look, I've got friends over here in Taiwan that are very painful to live with, very painful to work with. And I tell you, I'm only better off for it. And some of the best friendships come with hardship. So I've been through the hard, difficult times, and I'm happy for what I've learned. That's not fair. It's not fair the bad things that happened to me, and it's not fair the good things that happened to me. None of it was fair. But I went through it, and I was thrilled, and I still am. So, you know, when someone does something wrong, you don't be angry about the unfair bad any more than you'd be angry about the unfair good. We get good things out of stuff if we want to pay attention, if we want to see it. It's right there. It's there for the taking. So, that's pretty much what I've been doing this week. And right now in America, we've got a lot of political crazy stuff going on. Look for the silver lining. Get to work. Focus on what you need to be doing. You know, I do a lot of stuff with software, which means I can do my work from home. I'm here on Twitch. I've been on Twitch for a long time. Took a year off, kind of, but I can do stuff from home. I'm continuing life. I'm not skipping a beat with any of this. And I hope that you don't either. I hope that you look at your life, whatever it is. If you live a quiet life at home, then you don't care about any pandemic or plandemic or whatever. You know, plandemic, my good. You know the big problem with the plandemic theories is that they don't explain what the motive is. That's the problem. Every single criminal act needs to have a motive. And so many people say, well, it was planned. Okay, well, what was the motive? No, I'm not going to tell you what the motive is. You got to listen to the podcast, and you've got to listen to the talks of the times, and you've got to see, you know, what else is going on. You've got to think on your own. I'm not going to tell you what to think. These people went into America's Capitol building believing that Trump wanted them to, when he never said to do that, and they did that because they don't know how to think. They are victims of a society that does not cultivate independent thinking. Finally, someone came along that was doing the easy stuff that anybody should and could have done, but chose not to, probably for nefarious reasons. And Trump comes along, and he's got the spotlight, and he turns up the rage, and I think people reacted more than he wanted them to. I don't believe he really wanted that. Now, maybe nefarious people in his inner circle wanted it. Maybe other people around the Capitol wanted it. Oh, Trump's trumping. Okay, let's let people in and make it all look bad. Okay. But then again, why didn't Trump say that some Antifa people were arrested? That doesn't prove that it was all Antifa, but maybe they were instigators, I suppose. Why didn't he say anything about it? Probably people in his inner circle convinced him otherwise. So I don't think that Trump is the grand master of all this evil here. The people who do conspiring do so in secret, and they stay in secret. We've got to think independently. So if the global pandemic was planned, what was the purpose of that plan? Don't be too simple. Don't be too simple in what you're thinking. I'll tell you one thing. I'm over here in Taiwan, and one thing I do not see is enormous amounts of smog coming across the ocean from China. Huh. Maybe you can hear that jet flying overhead. I think that's a Taiwanese indigenous jet. Either that or it's an F-16. Well, no, I mean, I'm right here in Taiwan, and this is part of the thrill, listening to the podcaster and Twitcher, who's over in Taiwan. Look, I see a lot of interesting things that have resulted from this supposed pandemic. Look at who's making money. Look at who is expanding power. Look at what results are. You know, there are a lot of carbon emissions that have gone down. Maybe there are a whole bunch of billionaires that really think that they just want to help the earth. And it's like, okay, well, give us money for this plandemic. And then so some of the billionaires just want to make the earth better, and they can see that it's better. But then money went to do other nefarious things. We don't know what's going on. Really, really think about it. My father used to be a conspiracy theorist before he got cancer, and he decided to just live his life and stop that stuff. But really, really think stuff through. My father wouldn't think it through. Think it through before you go crazy. Think it through before you go crazy. See you tomorrow.